Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. I don't even know what day it is. I've lost track. I've been busy. Steve Simple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today post-blizzard in Creighton, Bill?
Well, it's real simple. He just he had a plan for today. Some food items, he was going to have a whole event. Canceled the entire event once the word got out about Jake. So he's on team mobile right now. All the officers and everyone right now, they have one person in the bank. Everyone else is driving around Creighton scooping people out. Okay. They heard about what happened to Jake, and they're like, look, we got to mobilize immediately. They called off everything. Everyone mobilized. They got snowblowers. They got shovels.
They're mobilized.
And they're driving the streets of Creighton to help those out. Imagine if all of a sudden, Jake, all of a sudden you're there like today, and all of a sudden Midwest Bank shows up behind you in a whole carload of Shin Daddy leads people out with shovels. That'd have been a thankful time, wouldn't it?
They're mobilized.
Yeah, they're mobilized. They're on the move.
That's the guy who karate chopped me at the bank the other day. Yeah. Oh, that's Shin Daddy.
Shin Daddy. It's Taekwondo Tuesday. Yes.
So today's
mobilized.
They're out mobilized.
They're a mobile snow removal unit. Acting, all firing, like all cylinders firing at one time.
I don't know if we'd say post blizzard. I think it's still out in
the winds,
country.
The winds appear to be down. I don't know.
Look, these trees have no leaves on them. They're shaking like crazy. That means the wind's in the mid 20s to 30. Yeah, it's whipping pretty good.
I think
good.
If you got
and
out,
we're protected here.
If you got out in the country,
if you got out in the country, we'd be like, what's going on?
Or by Lux Middle School.
Middle School.
Disaster.
Disaster.
Friend of the show, Kathy Woody, says that there's three more cars stuck in
the same spot
that I was in. So now I feel bad, but I feel better that it wasn't just me.
And Dave has put in his time.
Dave's like, really?
I'm not doing three more cars. I got Jake out for the show. That's where I end
and
everything.
Dave's a breaker. So shout out to
Dave. Does Woody live out that way?
What's she lives out over by me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same area.
Jake, his neighborhood is a little... it's gated community.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not gated.
Four car garage community. Yeah, it's different.
It's not gated.
Swimming
it's different.
Pools.
Yeah,
swimming pools.
Swimming pools. Yes, exactly.
They're all over the
it's
city.
A different world over there.
That is thanks to Midwest Bank. That's not true. It's not
just
true.
A move. Listen. I'll give you a worker's pass to get into the neighborhood.
So, yeah, well, you know, one of his neighbors said to me, "A little far north, aren't you, Simple?"
Didn't happen.
A little out of context.
Okay. Thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2.
All right, Chick, your thoughts.
This is something that popped in my head at the end of the game. Nebraska, has lost four straight games.
5 of 6.
And in the last three, two of those, they've lost games where they've allowed 49 points in the game and where they scored 114. Mm. Those were L's. You allowed 49 total points in the game and lost. You scored 114 in a game, and you lost. What the hell?
It's a very volatile season.
That's Nebraska basketball.
This is the morning we'll remember forever. We'll remember this. We'll just call it the storm.
Snowstorm. Bryce Williams is remarkable. You mentioned in the first segment, which I was listening to on my way to work. Bryce was great, 43 points. As you mentioned, though, crippling missed free throw that would have put him up by one. Was that end of regulation? Or was that overtime?
Regulation.
Okay, so now they get a terrible shot off, so it goes to overtime. Ohio State, and Nebraska gets off to a quick start, like you said, on overtime, quick start. They led the entire overtime.
Okay.
And it goes to second overtime. And at this point, I'm thinking back to what Bill says. Like, I hope this game doesn't go to triple overtime for the sake of it being late. It went to double overtime. And,
of course it did.
And Nebraska, again, just they fall short. Three guys fouled out. They were, Bryce can't do it all. You said you mentioned this. How many people had 20 plus points for Ohio State?
Four.
Like, that doesn't happen for Nebraska. Now, Assisian had 16. Morgan had a good game.
Would you have thought he had more than three threes, Jake?
I would have.
I mean, I would have lost like thousands of dollars if somebody said he had three or more. I would have thought he had more than three.
No, I think, yeah, the box score is correct in that. Yeah. It just felt like he hit a couple big threes. Juwan hit some threes in this game. I mean,
was it my assessment on that Juwan disappeared down the stretch?
And that's weird because he only had one foul. He wasn't in foul trouble. Right? You would think you can be aggressive, Juwan. You had 24 points, 9 of 12 shooting, 3 of 6 in threes.
No, he looked really good.
But, yeah, it could be something, but it's a long game. He played a lot. He played 48 minutes. That's the whole game besides 2 minutes.
And you never looked at him like, man, they are dragging. I never felt that. I never felt that at all.
I thought at one point Juwan might have got dinged up. He kept going, and I don't know what that was in overtime. So I'm not sure if that's the problem, Bill, with him. But he played all but 2 minutes of a 50 minute game.
Yeah, that's remarkable.
By the way, Bryce played 49 of 50 minutes last night.
And the only time he was out, he fell hard, and they took him out for a minute.
He did.
He had to get injured. He had to get injured to come out.
They just can't get anything from Burke. I mean, Burke, since he's been back now, I mean, it's just, I'm not picking on him, but he's 1 for 18. I mean, you seldom see 1 for 18.
That's hard.
Well, and he missed, some critical free throws also in the game. 2 for 4, I mean, 2 for 4 at the line. Those are all in overtime. All those were overtime or double OT.
1 for 18. I'm trying to imagine going into that kind of slot.
That's why when you look at this team, and I know that, again, they'll be out of bracketology's brackets today, as they rightfully so. They played a great game, but they have been fighting an uphill battle all season because Bryce has been remarkable all year. Juwan has been pretty solid all year. And beyond that, it's just been really hit or miss. Yeah. We talk about Maryland. Again, I criticize their bench for not being very deep, but all five starters are in double figures. This team, if they had all five starters in double figures with the bench they have, would be pretty damn good.
Well, it's hard to do that.
I understand. That's very it's uncommon what Maryland's doing, but the point is that you don't have guys you can go to if Bryce is even a bit off in a game. And he was last night.
Can you imagine if Bryce was injured, what the team would look like? Yeah, that tells you about his value. Think about them without Bryce.
That's what I keep talking about. Right. This is their year.
Yeah. It's not their year anymore.
To replace Bryce in Juwan is unbelievable. I want to hear this from the text line, Jake. I want to hear it from Jake.
Okay.
This is my big take from the game, and I thought it was very unique that it appeared to me, I thought both sides did, that Nebraska played very hard. I didn't ever watch the game going like, man, there was times I thought Ohio State didn't play as hard. I mean, Nebraska effort-wise was there. There's probably, if you watched it in close and went back and watched the film, you'd probably point some things out. Oh, could have been better. Not once did I think that, that they were not playing hard or into the game. I've never seen a team that I believe won an entire game played their tails off, and I don't know if they smiled or enjoyed anything.
Who's that?
The team.
Nebraska?
Nebraska. There is no joy. Am I right, Jake?
I that's a good assessment.
I mean, there is not one time. I saw one time when the big guy scored to get a three-point play, and I saw Juwan get excited. It really wasn't even towards him.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You don't see this. I mean, they played and they made a comeback and they, there was never, ever like happiness, high five, whatever, you name it. When you just start watching a team, you start going, man, did they love to play with each other. But then they scored 114, and they played hard. Mm-hmm. But when you just watched them on the bench, you don't even see them hardly really talk. I mean, it's very odd. Mm-hmm. It's so odd. When you watch other teams, that's not what it looks like.
Yeah.
But yet they play.
I would agree.
I think they're quiet.
It's been an issue, if not for all season, for a while, in terms of the camaraderie. I thought in Hawaii, you saw people, they were having fun. They played a tournament in Hawaii. They won the tournament. They were having a really good time. They were smiling. And conference play brings out the worst in you. It's difficult. Every game's a grind. So when you have been a team that expected to make the tournament and you're on a little bit of a losing streak and everything's difficult, I can see that. Affecting your emotions and the way your happiness. But you're right. They were playing good basketball. They were scoring. I didn't really see excitedness last night, or happiness.
Fred has said that's their personality. It's a quiet team.
It is. It's like blank stares almost. It really is. But yet, like I said, when they throw the ball, you know, it's interesting.
I hate to say too, it's an issue. We don't know that it's an issue.
I don't know if it's an issue or not. I didn't say that.
Jake said issue.
It has to be something of an issue.
You think so?
It has to be something. But that's probably the makeup of the team. That happens.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, give them credit. I never once went like going, hey, they cashed it in.
Here's where I hate to say issue, because I'm not there. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a very close-knit team. We have no idea.
No, I'm just saying what I see on the on the court on last night. I didn't see. Because you thought they would. I mean, they went up 5 in overtime. I mean,
the first 5 points.
I think it's over at that point.
Yeah. They led all of them.
I went to get ready for bed. Yeah. I came back. I'm like, what the heck just happened?
Right. I'm tracking it. And when Robin said that, I thought, okay, game over. They're going to win. Yeah.
Bryce had a chance to put Nebraska up 3. It rattled in and out. And then Ohio State got fouled. They made the first free throw, missed the second one. And then Bryce had a chance to go win the game again. Tough shot. It was like a, you know, side of the backboard and had no chance of going in. Double overtime. I mean, they had a great chance to win an OT the entire 5-minute period. They're lucky that Royal missed the free throw that gave them, you know, to make it keep it tied. But, you know, Bryce didn't drive the rim. That's fine. They didn't literally let him drive the hoop at that point. But Nebraska lost this game in overtime. They did. Trying to win in double OT on the road is really difficult.
And I remember when they showed the Ohio State bench when overtime started, and they looked distraught. They were like, we have, because they were up by 11 twice, first half and second half. And then, like I said, I think Jake probably heard me, it went back and forth, like each team scored every possession for a while. But it was fun to watch. I mean, it was like, boom.
Very fun basketball.
Look at this. It was insane to watch. And then all of us, but they always had about a 5-point lead. And then Nebraska, like I said, broke serve. And then all of a sudden they had it down, and they had that look in their face. And like I said, I talked about details. I talked about the inbounds play that they didn't have. The other detail that looked, it was how important was it? You always think the jump ball is not important. It's zero importance because the game starts and who gets the ball first, who cares? Well, those two, Nebraska got both of them in overtime. In the first one they got, Bryce hit a 3 right away. Yeah, I think they had a better jump ball person. I don't think they worked on it. I don't think they have
a
plan.
Jump balls?
Yeah, that's how you start the game.
They did.
That's how you start overtime.
They did. Yep. Correct.
Yeah, old school.
Old school jump ball?
You still start a game that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it starts the game. So that's it. But it's just like they didn't look like they were detailed out, Ohio State. I thought Fred outcoached them.
The issue, again, and I know that people are still hoping to make the tournament. Now, again, you got to make the Big Ten tournament first. They're not guaranteed of that. But the problem from yesterday is it's been a weak bubble. All these bubble teams won last night. You know, a big win for Texas over Mississippi State. They're still probably out, but they have a chance. Georgia, big win. North Carolina, big win. You know, Indiana lost to Oregon. That hurt them, but they still have a good chance of making it. But Baylor.
Hold on.
North Carolina is like 13-6 in the league.
They're not in the tournament.
They're 13-6 in the ACC.
It's hard. Okay. I got to say this delicately. It's hard to make a strong case for Nebraska right now.
Yeah, I can't.
They lost 5 of 6.
Though it's not hard. You don't have a case.
Okay.
Lost to Minnesota at home. Minnesota's pretty good. They're quad 3 for a reason.
Right. I hate to say it, but it doesn't look
like I'd love to be biased here and say, yeah, well, I can't. I love Nebraska basketball. Right. I cannot sit here and say this is a tournament team. Now, they played really, really good last night. And it was fun to watch. I said, where's that been the last couple of games? Mm-hmm. And they still lost. If you have that intensity versus Minnesota, you beat Minnesota.
Because being Ohio State, threw in a couple miracle shots. Driving, threw some things in that was. But I guess in the end, like I said, what was it, a regulation? I thought Nebraska played really hard on defense. They still gave up.
Yeah, they hit some
90. Was it 90?
Going to overtime, it was. Let's see here. Get this right. It was 89-89.
So it was. So you can't say we played killer defense.
No.
But again, Jake, did you ever think they were loafing around?
No, I didn't.
I'm like, nope, they're not.
I thought this was a game that both teams knew how important it was, and they both had very good intensity. They both played very good basketball. It was a fun game to watch, and it matched what the what the preview was supposed to be. This is not a play-in game for sure. It gives you a great chance of making the dance.
It's all they kept showing. Last four in. They'd show the four teams. And right there was
both teams.
Ohio State, Nebraska.
You know what I appreciate about Jake? He's not blaming the refs. I thought maybe you would.
Refs have mistakes every game. That's life.
Thank you for not blaming the refs.
I would bet, as I say in football all the time, if you talk to Ohio State fans, they would point out three or four things that were like, now, these came at critical times. The ball slam, end of game. The definite travel on the out of bounds play with they didn't have a plan for.
That was a poor miss, but they
were huge misses. They really were.
The flagrant on Bryce was unfortunate. Like you said, it was a basketball play, and he did not mean to do that. It was not intentional by Bryce. But he got called, and that was a huge.
And
moment
you're
going to
get that call if you flipped it over. If you're a Nebraska fan, you would be clamoring for that call. You'd be like, "They got to call that." But it was a tough deal. It really was, and he was doing nothing but, like I said, not one thing that he was doing wrong. So he was just trying to box the guy, and his hand had caught him in the face.
They play Iowa on Sunday in like an 11:30 tip, and then hopefully you win that and make the Big Ten tournament. I can't imagine the show next Monday if Nebraska somehow does not make the Big Ten tournament.
I said if they somehow don't,
good luck.
We'd put
with
Jake's
me.
Car back in the drift.
Yeah, please.
We'd put it back. We'd call
I'll find
Dave.
A way not to make it here. Say, yeah, that guy's car got stuck again. It's dry up. It got stuck.
About that.
Mike Eckler spoke yesterday. We'll get to that next in early break.
Right.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.